All right. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Talking To. I am your host, Ducks808. And today I am joined by, I'm going to be honest, I probably pronounce your name wrong consistently. But Philippi? How do you pronounce it?
Philippi.
Okay.
Everyone's mispronounced it my entire life. So.
So, who are you?
I'm Philippi. That's my username in the YouTube server. I'm just Philpy.
Yes. So I'll give a quick breakdown as to who I know you as for some context. Your name's Philpy. You run a YouTube page, right? Yes. And you've been relatively active in the community / server. I mean, yeah, you've been relatively active. I don't really know what to say. That's like the only way I really meet people is You just serendipitously start to talk, and I start to talk to you, or you talk to me. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I'll run through real quick, but, you know, the basic YouTube stuff. But I guess, how long have you been doing your page, and how long have you known about YouTubes?
Let's get started when I found out YouTubes. So my friend, basically, when the Misfits came out, he bought Swagger. And I said, that is the stupidest investment ever. Some stupid figure. And then Pyro came out. My mind changed when I saw the Pyro, the original Pyro figure. So I got him, and that started it all. And then, 2 weeks later, I think it was, Carson got announced. And then after Carson, Critical got announced, then TooMad, and it just started, it kept going and going. So now I have my collection of, I think, 86 figures now.
Oh my gosh, individual? Or some doubles? Individual.
If I counted doubles, I'd probably have over 100.
What the? Oh man, you're a way bigger collector than I actually anticipated. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh geez. Dang, so how do you fund such an operation? Because that's how much money? $3,000 in YouTube?
Yeah, that's a lot. And that's just minimum because a lot of them are memes, so they're less. And then a lot of them I bought resale. So
yeah.
I have all the original Misfits, all the the classic ones.
Dang!
I had to buy a Pepe resale. I never thought he was gonna get.
No one did. Dude, I got so lucky. I bought him the day before he dipped. It was such luck.
Lucky.
Yeah. So how do you fund such an operation?
So I'm very tech enthusiast. I can't talk. That's not my field. I can't do English. I'm very good with tech, so I've been repairing tech my whole life. I build people's computers sometimes.
Awesome.
And then I got my first 3D printer.
That's super awesome.
2017, I wanna say. And then I started helping Etsy shop and a Shapeway shop. So people send me files and I'll print them, or I sell 3D printed Nintendo Switch accessories or just random stuff. I sell the office, the office plaque, whatever you could say, the logo on Etsy. I sell just a bunch of random stuff. That's basically awesome. What funds my operations.
Dang. So you must be making a fair amount of money off of selling stuff off Etsy.
Yeah, for a 17-year-old, I'm making a fair amount. Maybe pretty good. I don't really have to work. And then I also do some photography on the side.
Your parents don't make you work, bro? Are you kidding? Lucky.
Yeah.
I'm out here making bread, and my parents are like, yeah, it's nice. You can go get a job. And I'm just like, thanks, Mom. I love it. Thanks.
Enough,
I'm going to go work at my minimum wage job and suffer. That's crazy. That's super cool, though. What's the coolest thing you've 3D printed in your opinion, from personal and then for someone else?
For someone else, I printed this giant statue of, not a statue, a bust of Franklin Roosevelt. It was really cool. He sent me the file and he gave me $20 to buy a roll of filament, because a roll of filament is $20 basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought this. He wanted me to get a marble type of filament, like a marble looking type of
filament. Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I got that, printed it, took 2 days to print.
Whoa. Entire days?
Two entire days.
Oh, yeah. So it just kept going the entire. Dang. Mm-hmm. How many inches was it? How tall?
it was about maybe, say, maybe 16 inches tall. It wasn't that big.
Wow.
I mean, okay,
but it's still over a foot. That's pretty solid.
It's pretty big, but it wasn't that big for what the punter could do.
Oh, huh. And
it took basically a one roll is 2.2 pounds of filament. And,
wow.
It took about a little over half of that. So I still made filament. I still made, even without selling it, I still made profit.
Huh. And I guess, how much would that cost?
So
did it cost for him?
It cost him about shy over $100.
Dang. Wow. So you're making super good margin.
Yeah. And it's what people don't get about selling 3D print stuff is it's not about the cost of the filament. It's the time, because itself. It's the printer. Oh. It's the printer itself and time. It's mainly time, because that took 2 days. I could have been printing many other stuff for a lot of other stuff for other customers, but I had to focus on that. And then that's why in 2019, I bought myself the original Prusa i3 Mark III 3D printer, like the Lamborghini of 3D printers.
How much does it retail at, or how much did you buy it for?
I bought it when it was like a month after it came out. It was like, I think, $1,000.
Dang. Oh, wow.
It was perfect. And then I spent $200 more to get the multi-material add-on, so I can print 5 colors at once instead of just one.
Hmm.
So, and with that, I've been speeding up stuff. It's a lot easier to print stuff now.
Have you ever thought about printing U2s, or trying to print one if you got a 3D model?
I modeled my own, like, little crappy dead meme before I had one. We'll get into that later. But I modeled my own dead meme, and I tried printing it. But the thing about my type of 3D printer is it prints plastic layer by layer, and it has to go through a nozzle. And it's really not that good for small, like, miniatures and all that, like, stuff that needs a lot of detail. It's not good for. So what you want to do is these resin 3D printers that print in resin, they, instead of like going through a nozzle and heating up the plastic and melting it, it uses lasers to cure the resin.
Mm-hmm.
It like semi-cures it, and then you take it out, you get it off the build plate, you be really careful with it, then you have to put it, you have to wash it off, you have to soak it in rubbing alcohol, and then you need to let it cure in UV.
Huh. That's a process.
And, yeah, it's a really good, really big process, and they're really expensive. Compared to the plastic type printers, there's a term for it. I forgot what it's called. I think it's SLA printers. Is the resin, and then
are there
SLA
so
is
plastic. Is there a specific resin that you have to use, or I guess you want to use resin as opposed to, I guess, film or whatever you're referencing to print smaller, more detail oriented things?
Yeah, you want to use like acrylic resin. With with the layer printers with plastic, you use PLA. Or you use ABS. That's what you print in. Or you can, there's other filaments, like you can print in rubber, like a rubber mix, like of 80% rubber, the rest is plastic. But you cannot print, you could always have to be plastic. Like those wood filaments where it's like 50% wood, 50% plastic, or metal.
That's so crazy how you can do that. You can print wood. Like how did someone come up with that?
The thing is, what people don't get is it's not just wood. It's a plastic mix, because you can't just shove wood and melt it.
Yeah.
And those stuff are really hard to print. Like, it comes out bad detail, or it's, you have to slow the printer down. It can't move faster. So
in theory, could you make a 1 foot dead meme?
In theory, I could make a 1 foot dead meme. And that would look actually good, because the more you scale it up, the less you need. Less detail there is, obviously.
Because I was thinking, like, you make a 1 foot dead meme, and you sand it down so it's all smooth, because I assume there's print lines in it and stuff
and
like that.
And the support material you have to use.
Yeah, and support, all that stuff, right? And you sand it down, and then honestly, you could probably just spray paint it red and then throw a stencil on there and paint it like, you know, whatever the other details are. Like, I don't know if you want to do everything, because I feel like it'd be kind of hard, but you could make a very vanilla-looking dead meme before U2's releases theirs. And all you have to do is, I mean, dead meme is kind of their thing, so you might not want to sell it, but I mean, you could over eBay, let's be honest here.
Yeah.
But that's super cool.
When I first got into the community and I tried 3D printing my own figures before I was willing to spend $100 to buy a dead meme or fits online.
Yeah.
Notice the phrasing, willing. Yet.
Against my will.
Yeah. So I tried 3D printing them, and they turned out a little good. I don't know if I have any pictures of them, They're probably somewhere in my room, though. I'll try and find them. Cool. But they looked okay. They looked like China crap, to be honest. It's a China clone. It looked like a China clone. It looks good, but it's not the best compared to the actual thing. And I was like, I should try and sell these. And then it popped in my head like, oh, they own these figures. I could just get. That's probably not a good reputation to have in the community. Oh, that's the kid who got in trouble with Mewtwo's. That's the guy who got in trouble by selling fake figures.
Hey, just got to keep it on the DL, my man. Yeah, keep it. Ain't nobody got to know.
Slide in my DMs, y'all. $20, I'll send you a figure.
Yeah, that's funny. So what's the coolest thing you've printed off for you? Like personal use, I guess.
Personal use. I print a lot of statues, like game props. I love video games.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And back when I first got my printer, I was really a big fan of Overwatch. I still am, but it's gotten really monotonous. It's gotten really old. They don't really upgrade it. But I printed Tracer's guns, her pistols. I printed those. Cool. And that's probably the coolest thing. I also printed Finn's sword from Adventure Time.
Scaled-down version, I guess, because
I printed it in pieces, so it was...
Oh, okay, that's awesome.
It was pretty big. It was, like, 2 feet long, but it was definitely not to scale.
Mm-hmm. And that's interesting.
Those are probably the coolest things I've printed.
Huh. That's cool, yeah.
The thing about printing, though, is I'm terrible at painting stuff. So
yeah, I was going to say, do you paint them after? Or, like, what is your plan with that?
So when I made the gun, I made two of them because she dual wields them. She has two pistols. So I printed one of them, and it looked terrible. It looked completely terrible because when it comes to painting stuff, I'm like, put a coat of spray paint on it. It's done. I'm not gonna paint the details, and I don't have time. I don't have time for that.
Just slap it on there and be like, I got better things to do.
It looked terrible. So I threw that one away, and I just kept the because it's in pieces. So some of it, it's like in color. The grip's in black, the top is in white. It's like I put it a little bit in color, but it's not like it doesn't have details and all that.
Okay. Prior to recording this, you mentioned to me you purchased the Dead Meme very recently.
I did.
Could you go into that? Because that was very interesting.
Yeah, I'll go into like a lot of at 12:42 today, May 13th, 2020, I went to the pawn shop after opening a Skeppy I got from eBay on my live stream on I Like YouTube's Filthy. You should go follow.
I'll link it all up. Don't you worry about that.
I mean, I don't care. You don't have to link it. I've already gotten enough out of that page. I got enough fans. But basically, I went to the pawn shop after recording this, and I'm like, because I had previously, I bought a Dead Meme for like $60 and then $10 shipping it in tax. $70, really good deal, as I thought.
Yeah, that's pretty market price right now.
Yeah, is it really right now? I thought,
it may have dropped a little bit. I haven't checked
when
recently.
When I bought it was like $100, $120 they were selling on StockX. But
well, yeah. Well, StockX is weird because StockX isn't always like legit. Mm-hmm. It's like sometimes legit, which is irritating because you know they take a pretty hefty cut off the top and you have to pay for shipping there and back.
Dude, StockX shipping is so
plus taxes too. So being a buyer on StockX is just a tough deal.
And then so I got scammed out of that. He whole scheme, he sent empty package, and on this it was on Mercari. I bought it.
Rip.
And he sent an empty box. And on that app, the way they do is they don't really have verification. If you ship it, they're like, okay, you can get your money. So he shipped an empty box. I lost my money. I'm not having a good deal. I'm still arguing support to this day.
I just how long ago was this?
This was about
12 hours ago or something like that. Oh, 2 weeks ago. Jeez.
I'm still arguing with them over this.
Goodness.
Because I need proof, and I need the seller. I need to get somehow any proof from the seller, but he just ran away with the money. He's not going to.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, why would he?
So. Yeah. And then I'm walking to the pawn shop, and I go to the pawn shop a lot. I go to that and like Goodwills and all that. Cause
yeah, dude, really, you're my guy. I love that.
I'm really into old games. I have NES, all that SNES. I have an Atari 2600. I Genesis. I have basically every North American release Nintendo console besides the Wii U. I refuse to buy the Wii U.
That's super cool. That was
the biggest flop ever. I refused to buy that thing. So I was looking for, I was looking for some classic games, and I go in, I'm looking around, I'm looking at the thing, and I turn around, and then I glance at something, and then I look back, and then like 2 minutes later, I'm like, what? Wait, what was that? And on the cell, on the shelf,
double take.
Yeah, I had to do double take, and I see number. I see the red box, and I just see. I saw the U2. If I glance at something, I know it's a U2's box. I saw Dead Meme, and I saw the U2's like little logo on the front, and I saw Dead Meme vinyl figure.
And you're like losing it at this point.
And I'm like, this is a pawn shop. They have either great prices or terrible prices. I guarantee they went on eBay and saw that one yesterday sold for like $90. So I'm like,
yeah. And that's like the cheapest one I've ever seen as well, which is even crazier.
I saw one for like $60 a month ago, but still.
What the?
They probably first search $100. Like, okay, they're gonna sell it for $100. And I go, I bring it up to the counter along with, I found it sealed in the box Jurassic Park for the Sega Genesis. Sealed in game case, had all the manuals. I bring that up, I buy that, and I go, just a quick thing. How much is this? And he goes, $25. I'm like,
what?
My jaw didn't drop, but internally my jaw dropped. And I said, excuse me, what? Could you repeat that? He goes, oh, $25. I go, oh, okay, that's pretty good. I shell out. I'm like acting cool, so he doesn't like get suspicious, and he doesn't get sus and try to raise the price. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. I'll get it. And I'm walking out of the car. I'm walking to the car, and I'm like, ah! I was really loud. Oh crap! I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm like screaming. I was jumping. That's how happy I was.
Oh dang! That's awesome.
And then I get back at Ultimate, and I go. I type in Ultimate. I just got something pretty cool from the pawn shop for $25, and they go, what? And I go, here, I'll send you a little heek. And I just sent like his shoe, the green and yellow like shoe he has on. And someone's like, what? And then I send the full thing because I don't have patience. I didn't need to hear anyone's reactions. I have very bad patience, so I just send the whole thing. And they go, how much? And I go, $25. And Rian just goes in a whole tangent about how, why are pawn shops open? This is why the USA sucks. Anyone who was in the server today probably saw that.
That's crazy.
With Ducks, he was defending us, defending the US.
That's Americans. That's going American. Hard. That's crazy. That's so absolutely insane. is it in good condition?
The box is a little dented up. It was at a pawn shop. But the figure itself is in perfect condition. I could care less about the box.
I would email support. I think you can get another one.
I know. I think you can get new boxes for like resale. That might be, I heard something that's only Ultimate Collectors though. So
yeah, I don't know. That's kind of 50-50.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you. Oh yes. So you mentioned that you like going to Goodwills and all that stuff. I mean, I did the same because I used to go to Garage Sales a bunch and like
to that too.
What's the coolest game that you've ever found, or the rarest game in your collection that you're just like, this is crazy. I love this collection.
Have you heard of the Nintendo World Championships?
Yeah.
I have. I don't know if I got it tested, and someone said I got it like certified. So they said it was real. I have the Nintendo World Championships cart from 1987.
How many of those exist?
I think there was 100 for the contest that they would put in the NES, and it was like five, it was like Mario, Tetris, and Rad Racer. Whoever got the highest score on that won. And they had 100 contestants, so 100 NESs with the cartridge in it. And then they also had in the Nintendo Power magazine that was out there back then. They released for a contest like 50 gold cartridges that were complete crap. They were like a gold cartridge, and then they. No joke, they got Elmer's glue and they glued the logo of Nintendo World Championships on it. Those ones are worth so much more. It wasn't that. It was a contest cart. But I feel like me personally, that has more value, even though it doesn't, like, according to price and all that.
Huh. But that's super awesome.
Those are the ones they play contest. Like, I find that having more value. So that's the rarest game I have.
I'm looking at them right now. That's crazy. Wow.
I was so happy when I got that. I've refused to play. I don't even know if it works.
Where did you get it from? Do you remember?
I just got it from like some garage sale.
Yeah, dude, garage sales are.
It was some guy who didn't know what he had. It was just some guy who didn't know what he had. That's the best stuff that you find.
I found a copy of Earthbound at a garage sale.
For NES. Earthbound.
Yeah,
that's the one game I don't have, and I really want.
It wasn't like crazy expensive that I bought it off him. I think I bought it for like $20 or something like that.
Do you know how much Earthbounds go for?
No, I resold it. Don't worry. That's like,
okay, good.
That was my thing. That's why I was just like, but generally when you buy things at garage sales, like you're nickel and diamond people. Like, let's be honest.
They don't know what they have. That's the most common thing is they don't know. It's just dads cleaning out their attic. They find their kid's game. They're not going to want that. It's from.
Yeah, but it was it was a super good condition one, and it was in a case and everything. So I was just like, I'll take a shot. Yeah, no, it was solid because I thought it was going to be like one of those like jailbroken ones. Yeah, one of the reproductions of the jailbroken ones. But he had the OG case back from I forget what year it came out in, but it was legit, and I sold that for a pretty nice dollar. But that was like probably my only good like video game find. I found an Atari, but it was like in poor condition, and I was like, should I get it? I could probably get one online cheaper.
They go for really cheap, and they're never in good condition because those
things terrible.
Those games came out in like 1982. No, not even 82. Like before that, because that was the video game crash of 83. If you know what that is, that was when the entire industry just plummeted, and they looked that by like 8 years before that. So the Atari's been out forever.
One thing that has always confused me is the whole like video game box things. Like Nintendo 64 boxes go for like $1,000.
See, that you have to understand is the old boxes, they weren't plastic. They weren't plastic like cases. They were boxes.
They're covered in plastic, but they're box boxes.
They were shrink wrapped. They were cardboard boxes. And kids, they would just open that, take the game
out, tear them up,
and throw it away. They would throw the manual away. They throw everything away. They just have the cartridge. That's why I think GameCube was the first with plastic. So NES, N64 and back, those boxes are incredibly hard to find.
Yeah, it's like I remember because I think Mizkif was the one that really put me on to those boxes because he always would rant about like, do you understand the value of this box? Like the value of this is going to go up after years and years. And I'm just like, honestly, you sound pretty delusional talking about that. Mm-hmm. But I looked into it because like I'm a reseller. So I'm like, I got to stay educated because even though I can't go garage sale right now, you got to stay on your game, right?
Yeah.
For example, one thing that no one really knows about, dude, there are some mugs out there that will resell for like $50.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Like, I'm weird with that stuff. Like, I find all the weird stuff that people are just like, you're kidding, right? Like, someone's willing to buy that. And I'm like, exactly. And that's why I find all this stuff. So I was like, may as well get educated about boxes. Dude, boxes are crazy. Like, specifically the graded ones, too. I didn't even know you could grade the box. Like, I know you can grade like cards and all that, but the box, are you kidding me? I didn't know we were getting this deep into stuff.
You can basically get anything graded. There's a grading company out there for anything. I've learned.
It's crazy. It's very fun though when you get something graded, because then like honestly, it's not even if it makes it like worth more or anything. Mm-hmm. Just grading something makes it look official all of a sudden. It's so funny.
Yeah. I was gonna say something. You know what else goes for like a lot? I don't remember. This is what happens to me. I just lose train of thought.
It's fine.
Crap, I don't remember. Oh, who cares?
Here, let me see. So, I guess, what's your favorite of all the systems that you own? Like, do you play any of them, like, a lot?
When you own as many consoles as I do, you don't play them all. You don't play all of them, like, all the time.
Of course.
It's mainly, I want to play this game. You go and play that. So I have my NES, SNES, N64. Basically, I have all my consoles plugged into the dreaded power strip, that plugged so you don't cause a fire.
With all that old technology, yeah.
Well, and it's just you have like 10. I have 3 power strips going into my wall. I have a special. I had to get a special wall outlet put in one of the ones with 4 plugs, so I have 3 power strips going out of my wall.
Oh my god.
And I have only one of them one of them is always plugged in, and it has my TV, Switch, Xbox, and PS4. Because those ones you don't want to, if you unplug a PS4, it like when you plug it in next, it goes beep 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 beep. Why'd you unplug me? So I just always leave those ones plugged in.
And it feels hurt.
Yeah, it feels pain when it gets turned off.
Why would you do this?
Why? But my favorite console is the Nintendo GameCube.
It
never did good in sales because it had the PS2 and the original Xbox.
It was a really hard time for
And Nintendo wasn't there. Like, they were done with the cartridges. They wanted to try DVDs, but they didn't want to fully go into the DVD thing. So they have those little compact discs that barely hold anything. So they were hard. The GameCube was hard to develop for. So, but it has some great games because it was basically all Nintendo making games, because not a lot of companies didn't.
It was like monopolized, program. Essentially.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of companies wanted the program for it, because it was so hard to fit everything, because the GameCube could hold 4 gigs and a PS2 disc could hold, I think, 13 gigs.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
And for those types of games, like one more. 500 more megabytes is a lot. It's just a lot. That's a lot more for those types of games.
Mm-hmm.
So the GameCube and N64. Those are my two favorites. N64. Cool. I grew up on. Me and my brother used to play Mario Kart 64 all the time.
Oh, nice.
So those are my.
What's your favorite game then?
Game.
Because that's like, that opened up like everything ever in video games.
I'll play my top three because I have a lot of favorite games.
Sure. And then give me the system that you like playing them on. Because like, that's a completely different, like,
crutch to do. Super Mario 64 is my favorite game of all time.
Mm-hmm. That's a totally agreed upon thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's honestly one of the best games of all time. Like, everyone can agree upon that. That's like in the top 10 list of all time games.
Mm-hmm. Universal.
But the N64 stuff is you have to play it on a console because there's no good emulators out there. And Nintendo was talking about remastering them, which I thought was really cool. For the Switch, they're gonna try and remaster Super Mario Sunshine and Super Mario 64 and Galaxy. The Galaxy games, I never played those, but I heard they're good.
I played Super Mario Galaxy on the Wii. That's like the only. Mm-hmm. Only Mario game I've really played, other than like on my Game Boy, I played a couple of them. By the way, Game Boy was like super underrated. In my opinion, I played so many Game Boy games because my like across the street neighbor had like the old, I forget what it was called, the Game Boy Light, Game Boy XL or something like that. And I could play these like extended cartridges that fit in the old school Game Boy. And I just played so much Mario on that. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, the original Game Boy, it went from, like, 19... It was supported, and games were still coming out from it consistently, from 1987 all the way to when the DS originally came out, the original DS. Like, in 2006, I think that was. So the original
Game Boy... That's so crazy how long ago that was.
It was supported forever, because it was so easy to program, and it was good money, obviously.
And it was super cheap to produce the cartridges, yeah. It was just a couple, pieces of metal, and maybe, like, two chips in there. I remember when DS games were like in GameStop and were like popular, and like same thing with Game Boy. Game Boy and DS were like kind of like my era of games when I started gaming. Man, going into GameStop and seeing like the rack full of like Game Boy games, and now I go in there and I don't see them anymore, and I'm just like, dang, GameStop, dude. I only see Xbox 360 if I ever go into GameStop, and I'm just like, the times have changed. There is no DS game rack. It doesn't exist.
No one really plays those types of things anymore. If anything, they play 3DS or the 2DS Lite. The 2DS XL. And it's only Xbox 360 because that's the only console that I feel, and a lot of people feel, is worth going back. PS3, who cares? Wii U. And the Wii? The Wii's regaining a lot of resurgence lately, but no one wants the Wii U. No one cared about the Wii U. Over its entire lifespan, I think it was only 3 million sold. And the Switch right now...
Are you kidding me? That's barely anything.
Nothing. And the Switch, I think it just hit 18 million units sold. And jeez. It's what? When did it come out? Was that 17? I feel like that was way too long ago. It might have been 13. Yeah, I think it was 17. 2017. I remember waiting the midnight release for that thing. It was the only console I've ever done that for, and it was so not worth it, to be honest.
Have you ever? Well, what do you do with the console? It's like, now you got to get the game. Who cares about the console?
Yeah.
Now you have the game that you got to worry about. And have you ever waited in line for a game?
No, I've never done that. Because it's console, I get that. Because when the Switch came out, there was a shortage. Xbox 360 came out, shortage. Everything, yep. I get that. But the game, they're not going to have shortages of Zelda. It's like, you can go.
Yeah, I guess it really only applies to like big title, like five AAA games, like, yeah, you know, COD, stuff like that. Maybe Battlefield, GTA, maybe like weird stuff like that.
Dude, but when only GTA 6 comes out, everyone's going to be getting that. And I'm going to be one of them.
I'm calling it right now. They're going to have a bunch of copies. It's going to sell out, like, you know, day one, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I think people are going to resell copies online for, like, 2 and 3x the price.
That's what people did with Animal Crossing.
Yeah, dude, Animal Crossing was such a racket. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I should have saw this coming. I should have bought a pair.
I don't like Animal Crossing, so I guess I didn't. I just didn't even care.
Yeah, I've never played Animal Crossing. Everyone says it's like the coolest game ever. And people are like, it's like Minecraft, but not at all Minecraft. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
That doesn't make sense at all.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't know who's telling you this, but I bet someone's listening like, I don't know what they're talking about, but they're completely wrong, right? Mm-hmm. But my two stepbrothers got both a copy of Animal Crossing. So like, I can play it whenever I want. It's just like, me personally, I can't make myself go play video games that aren't shooters. It's like, I get so bored with video games if they're not shooters for some reason. Like, I played CSGO, like, religiously back in the day, probably 4 years ago.
Everyone
I logged, like, 1,600 hours on that thing. Like, I went hard. Mm-hmm. And now that Valorant finally came out and I got a key, I'm literally buying a computer just to go play Valorant and stream. I'm not even kidding. It's ridiculous.
I tell you, it's not that good of a game.
It's really not that good. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of just use it as an excuse to buy a computer. so now I have a computer and that's cool. But because I couldn't bring myself to buying a computer for some reason. Even though I need one, I'm just like, I can't do it. I have my phone. It's enough.
Mm-hmm. Should I talk to you like, a couple days ago about how I got my first computer. Should I talk about that here?
Yeah, go hard.
So basically, when Flappy Bird came out, everyone was on that. Everyone wanted Flappy Bird. Everyone was playing it. PewDiePie was making videos, Markiplier, all the big people. So I cashed in on that, and I made a quick stoop because everyone, remember the clickbait was killing Flappy Bird, all that. So I made this quick and stupid game. Where you got guns or you got knives and you just killed the Flappy Bird. And it was basically, I ripped off CSGO. You could buy skins and all that. So that's where I made my money. And
how many downloads did you get?
I think like 2,000 before I took it down. It wasn't, it was big, but it wasn't that big. It got me about, from skins, I got about $1,000.
What?
It was good.
What the? $1,000 for 2,000 downloads?
Yeah, that's it was insane. Good.
50 cents a download you're making?
It was because I don't think I got any money from downloads.
Not downloads, but that's just the amount of money averaged per download that you made. That's insanity.
It was all skins. It was all skins. Like, it was $2, I think, for a pack. And I made it random generator. So basically, loot boxes. I had loot boxes.
Oh, interesting.
So I took that $1,000, and back then $1,000 for computer parts.
Well, how old were you? How old were you when during like give me context?
I don't even remember the year, so maybe I was maybe 15.
Dang, dude!
No,
that's
it was
huge.
Not. I was not 15. I was maybe like 13, because I'm 17 now. So 2 years ago, that's way too. That's way too.
Bro, that's crazy! $1,000 at 13.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty big. I was gonna. Being a 13-year-old, I spent like $50 on Robux. Is that how you pronounce it? I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, Robux.
And I was like, I'm gonna spend all my money on Robux, cause. And back then, me and my brother, we used to have this like scheme, where we'd remember how you on Roblox you could place ads on the side of pages.
Yeah.
We would place free Robux, and we would get people's accounts and we would steal their stuff.
That's terrible. That's awful.
It was so terrible. It was so terrible. I was so rude and mean. The classic fedora. I don't know if you know that in Roblox. That's mm-hmm. the most coveted item in the entire game. It's everyone wants a classic fedora. They have hundreds of spinoffs, but the original classic fedora, everyone wants it. I don't think it's the most expensive item in the game anymore, but it was for like 5 years. And
wow.
It was like a CS:GO gambling site, but for Roblox. When it was all hype, when there was before they shut down the forums, it was. I was a Roblox kid, but like way too into it. So I sold the classic fedora. We would sell our items and classic fedora, maybe get $50 for it, and that's eight. That's like the and then they would sell it for like 80 million Robux.
Yeah.
It was just cool. It was pretty cool.
There we go. Sorry, someone knocked on my door. You probably could have heard that.
Yeah, I heard it.
keeping it a buck in here. You can keep talking, by the way. I'm always listening.
All right, and we would do that. So I was going to spend all my money in Roblox, but then my dad's like, because my dad is so much better than computers with me. He, when in like 2000, the year, between 1999 and 2000, he had this health condition, so he would... He was always at home and he learned the computers. He built them. He can program. He can do anything. He's so good at computers. So he said, "Give me the $900 I had left," and he bought my parts because I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And he gave me my parts and he said, "Here's the deal. I chipped in like $200 to get you a better graphics card. You have to build the computer."
Oh.
And that's a lot to throw on someone. So, I remember. I think it was. I watched a bunch of videos, and I watched, no joke, I think it was Linus Tech Tips, but it was before Linus Tech Tips was a thing, so it was like NCIX Tips or whatever.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
I would watch, yeah, it was because Linus used to just work for some big tech company, and he would make videos for them. He was their marketing team.
Oh, so that's interesting.
I watched their videos, and I watched just basic how to put a graphics card in the slot, and I built my first computer. It was pretty good.
That's awesome.
Back then, it had like I think it was. I don't even know if the 1060 was out by then. I think it was like it was the one. It was a 1050. Let's just say that. I think it was an okay graphics card, but it was pretty for back then. It was really good, and I would play. I started playing CS:GO.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like every kid at the time.
And Minecraft. Well, I've always been playing Minecraft. I've played Minecraft since 2010 when it came out. I've always been playing Minecraft. I have played it on some piece of crap laptop. And I didn't even know that you could plug. I was so dumb. I didn't even know you could plug in a mouse. So I was replaying. I played with a trackpad. Do you know how hard playing Minecraft is with a trackpad?
Yeah, I've done it. It's poor idea.
It's basically impossible. So I play that, and then I got really big in the Hunger Games on. I don't even think Hypixel was a thing. It was
probably Mindplex at the time.
Yeah, Mindplex. And I started playing 2B2T.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day of 2B2T. Oldest anarchy server in Minecraft. So that's really it.
That's cool.
I don't want to say scammed, but I didn't scam them. I took advantage of them. And made them buy skins to kill Flappy Bird to get a computer.
No, I promise it's different. I promise. Change the wording a little bit. Yeah, no. Hey, we all came from somewhere, right? So yeah, it's like
I came from bad stuff.
I was
kind of a Redditor.
Oh gosh, that's terrible. Well, I mean, you're scamming kids for the fedora, right? Classic fedora makes sense.
Super funny. This is how I look at it, and I still look at it to this day. If you are that dumb to click an ad that says free Robux, just give me your info. I know there were 9-year-olds, but still, you kind of deserve it.
Dude, I can't make a comment on that.
You get what I'm saying? It's like. You got if you're that
I
dumb. See,
no, I know exactly what you're saying. I know I exactly I don't English, what you're
okay?
saying.
Okay, I don't know how to word stuff.
That's funny. That's
yeah.
Terrible, but that's funny.
It was very terrible, and I would never do that again today. as much as so as so fun. It was so fun. I'm not gonna lie, it was so fun. We would make, and the thing about it was an investment kind of, because to trade items, we had to stake their accounts. We'd have to, you could, to trade items on Roblox, you had to have Builders Club. So it was $10, and it was a subscription, and you'd pay the $10 for that account. And if you didn't, you obviously, if you were doing that, your account had that. But if it didn't, you'd pay upwards of $20, trade all the items over, and then you'd make about $80 profit, depending on what they had.
Oh wow!
It's always risky because I've had so many accounts, so many Roblox accounts, because they were constantly getting banned. So what you do is you steal the account. Make if they try and if they email support, you just completely ditch the account, give them their account back. If they don't email support, and it was also lucky because their account email, you had to get into the email and change the password, but you can't get into the email if you don't have the password. So
dang,
you'd have to hope that their Roblox password was the same as their email password. So once you get in that, then you have to get over that hurdle, and then after that, you'd have to hope that they don't contact support. And if they don't do that, you'll let the account sit for 30 days. So it's registered an inactive account for the bots that they had. And then after that, you'd trade items to that to an alt account that was
offshore account type deal.
You have to transfer them to an offshore account and then wait 30 days, and you'd have to transfer those items to your account and then sell them.
Wow. This was like a 60 to 90 day process to get these items.
You'd be doing a lot of accounts at the time. So it was,
Course. So you're essentially churning. There's like a 60 to 70 day churn. Wow. That's super complex. Actually.
It was so sketch though. And if you ask, if you ask the old people from the old Roblox community, if you show limited access, if you say that account, they're like, oh, because we made names for ourselves. Bigaday, Limited Access, Big Mike 12, and Unlimited Creativity.
Big Mike 12. Yeah. I like that. That's funny.
And Unlimited Creativity. Those are the accounts that they're like, oh.
Oh, interesting.
They're all banned now.
So were you well known? Like, would you say you're well known in the community?
I was well known for not the right thing. It was like, don't fuck with those people, basically.
No, but like people knew. Like people knew that you were.
And then on my Unlimited Creativity, people knew that one for a good reason, because we built maps. Me and my brother, we shared that account. We'd build maps. We'd build games, basically. I don't know what you'd call them on Roblox. Maps. I'm just gonna. Mm-hmm. We'd build those, and we had games and all that. And you get like half a Robux for a visit to a game. So that was like very consistent to get Robux, but you can't transfer that to.
Oh, so you just get Robux, and then you just had them.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I'm
stupid things like that.
I'm surprised there's no way to really make money off Roblox like there is OP skins for like. You know, well, CSGO back in the day.
But they don't want that because it's a kid's game. It's still, at heart, it's a kid's
game.
They don't want people selling classic fedoras and stupid, like, Dominus crowns. They don't want people doing that and making money off it. It's not CSGO. At the end, it's not RuneScape. It's not RuneScape.
Unfortunately.
CSGO. Yeah.
Did you play RuneScape?
I never played RuneScape.
Oh, man. RuneScape was pretty cool.
The gold and stuff and all that. My brother used to sell gold, but I never got into RuneScape. It was never fun for me.
Ah, okay.
Roblox, it was fun. It was fun. I'm not going to lie. It was fun. And then I started doing that. And it was like, it would get money, and I'd have fun.
Roblox is your game? That was
That was my game. And that's then Minecraft.
Spot to be at.
It was those two games. Those were my jam.
That's cool.
And I never got... I played Club Penguin, but the membership was too expensive.
Yeah, jeez.
It was like $20 a month.
What kid can afford that?
I'm not going to explain my parents. I want to play the game with the penguins where I can throw snowballs at people and play simple Flash games. It's like, they're not going to pay for that. So I never played Club Penguin. Until I played Club Penguin when it was dying and they made it free.
Yes. So I remember those days. Oh, so sad when it died. You remember Webkinz? Did you ever play with Webkinz?
I never played Webkinz. I played Animal
I feel Jam. Like you're either a Webkinz or you were Pop Tropica or you were a Club Penguin. Like
I didn't play any of those, to be honest. I played Animal Jam a little bit. That was it.
What the hell is Animal Jam?
It's some national. I think it's still up. It's some National Geographic thing where you're an animal and you have to build. It's basically Club Penguin, but National Geographic.
Animal Jam, huh? Whoa, I've never. I've seen these ads before. This game is still around today, I think.
Still, yeah. I think it's probably a mobile game now.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. Oh, yeah, totally remember this.
App Store, Apple, Google Play. Yeah, it's on. Wait, what? It's on Steam? Okay, I need to look this up.
Of course it is. Of course it is. I'm really surprised you never played Pop Tropica. I feel like that was like my childhood that ever. Like, that's the only thing I never played that apparently all my friends played at scale. Yeah.
I never played.
Like, they got DS games on this stuff. Like, they weren't playing around. Like, Pop Tropica went hard. Yeah, my friend is actually making a video on that right now.
Yeah, I used to play Score, and then I have the DS game, which is really terrible. It's just a character creator, but I played that religiously too.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you really do on there without the internet? It's like, it's kind of tough, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm looking at the Steam thing. It's like 3D Animal Jam, and then one of their pictures they show is literally Balloons Tower Defense.
But are you serious? Animals,
I'm not.
Oh, which is animals. My bad. No. It's different. It has animals.
It'd be more valid. It looks like they're killing frogs.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it looks like there's flies and like frogs are eating. You can't really tell, but still. I sent you on DMs.
No, I saw. I looked it up. That's ridiculous.
It's pretty dumb. Free to play.
All right. Is there anything else you want to mention before we pop off? We've been going for almost an hour, which is pretty good.
We have 5 minutes. Let's hit the hour mark, okay?
Hit the hour mark? Okay. I'm going to imagine.
Probably talk about my Instagram. Like, how I
did. Yeah, you should do that for like 2 seconds at least. Yeah.
Back when U2s came out, I got Carson, Pyro, and a bunch of other figures that were, because pre-orders used to be like 3 months at a time. They were really bad, so I barely had any figures. But I got an Ultimate, and I met butts of U2s. And I said, that is stupidest thing ever. I respect them now, but I said, that is the stupidest thing ever. And then people, butts of U2s, and then some, he's like a photography account. I think Raccoon is his name or something like that.
Yeah, Raccoon Shoes.
Mm-hmm. No, it's YT Photo Arc or whatever.
Raccoon,
that's his name. And he did that, and I said, you know what, I could do this. Because I'm pretty good at photography. I'm not the best. I don't have a camera or anything, but I'm pretty good with just using an iPhone. I've been able to buy, like, make a business off of that.
iPhone has a crazy good camera.
The iPhone 11? Oh, my God. It's awesome. I got the iPhone 11 Pro, not the big one, but not the one of two cameras. It's just it's a tiny one, but it has three cameras. It has all the good cameras.
That's absolutely crazy.
And I started taking pictures, and it was nothing. All my pictures sucked because I wouldn't even put effort into them. Like, my first picture is me stacking Spooky, John, Tron, and Chris. It was just that. It was just me stacking pictures. And then my first picture to really get some traffic was in the, I think it was the photo competition. I think I made this. When that thing happened. Because I didn't, I feel like my account's been around for a long time, but it really hasn't. Everything moves so fast. So the photo competition happens, and I make what I call Join the Misfits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just Carson and Schlatt when not even the Lunch Club were out. The Lunch Club came out 2 days after I made that picture. And I made that, and it was tied up, and I have blinds above that classic shelf where I take most of my pictures. And I got a piece of flexible filament. That's not even string, because I didn't even have string. I just got plastic filament, tied them up, and then hung them. I tied it to my blinds, and I had them hanging. And there's actually a weight, like a couple fishing weights hanging down so they wouldn't swing. And I photoshopped that out. You can't even tell
in the picture. Oh, that's cool.
And I
you can't tell at all.
So they wouldn't swing. And I put candles. I took some like stupid tea lights, I think they're called, U2's tape, and I circled them and I said, Join the Misfits. And then I did that. And then U2 saw that. U2 saw it. They commented, this is so awesome. And they started DMing me, and I showed them pictures. And they said, "Your pictures are awesome. Your pictures are awesome." And they followed me. And it was Austin. It was Austin in the DMs.
Yeah.
And I like to say this because I'm like 99% certain, but I was the first fan account that you two's followed. I like to brag that a little bit. Because I made my account in Butts of YouTube. We made our accounts like around the same time, and it was when there was like two fan accounts, three fan accounts. And I don't count you as a fan account because you're like an info account, but still. It was us. It was us four, and that was it. That was literally it. And they all started coming in now. There's like thousands. Dude, like, there's... Yesterday, I watched six accounts be made where it's Slimesicle YouTubes, Call Me Carson YouTubes.
Yeah, that's popping up, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I hate you. Okay, if you're the person that owns the account, I love you. But I hate your accounts. I hate your accounts. It's so stupid. It's no effort at all. You just... And Connor Eats Pants, he hasn't even shipped yet. You're just posting pictures of Connor, of the concept.
That's it. There's nothing more. I don't know what the goal is. That's the only issue I have with them.
That's the same thing with me. I don't get it. And then I post more pictures, and they started getting better quality. Some of them dip in quality, and then some of them go back up. Here, let me figure out. My first picture to really kick off was... I 3D printed a little coffin. And I have a headless Carson. That's like, that was one of the things I was first known for in the community, is my Carson ship decapitated. And so I put him in the coffin, and I put my figures around it, and I'm like, Carson died. This is terrible. That got 206 likes. And that for when I had 36 followers, that was a lot. That's still a lot today. But, and then I posted a thing. I got my Toby on the Telly figure. I paid way too much for it. The classic one. I paid like $130
for it. Dude, I paid more because I bought it at like literally peak pricing. Mm-hmm. It was very sad that I waited did it. For it
to go down, and my box is still ruined. I need to contact support about that, but it's still, I came with a ruined box. The figure is like, the shoes are flat, and then he's like leaning like way too much out of it. Like he's at almost a 40, like not 45, but he's leaning a lot. He doesn't even stand. So that's why every picture he's either like taped down or he's being supported by something.
Ah, okay.
I post that, a bunch of the Misfits, and that gets 263 likes. And then I recreated this a miniature set of the Misfits podcast. I make that picture. I even have like a little 3D printed Gamer Subs cups. I make that.
That was really cool, by the way. Yeah. I didn't know how you made those. I was just like, what did he like
print
those?
I extruded a cylinder in Fusion 360 and just printed it, and then I put like a little piece of paper on them.
Oh yeah, I totally know exactly how to do that. Yep, definitely.
And then I got a bunch of when the Diary of a Kid thing was happening, I got all my Diary of a Kid books, made a tower. I started posting stuff, and then I started getting traction. I'm still not pretty big, but I got 200 followers.
I mean, the biggest thing with like growing and stuff, it's just like, you gotta like content king,
and I can't put effort in. I'm so lazy.
I don't even think it's that. Like, I think your quality is like honestly fine.
My quality is good. It's
you gotta
just,
put scale. You have to scale it.
I need to scale it. I've said so many times, two pictures a week, two pictures a week, one picture a week, and then it's like, it's been weeks. I've had like 3 week gaps where I just don't post anything.
Yeah, you gotta do multiple pictures a day if you can.
A day? I don't.
I mean, that's the only way I grew my account, because I did two things, right? Like, the very first day I got my account, I posted, like, three things, right? Mm-hmm. And then I went and replied to every single comment on the YouTube's post, because I was like, I'm trying to be the info guy. Like, that's my thing, right? And I literally got shadow banned. Like, I wasn't allowed to reply or, like, comments for, like, 3 days to a week, because I replied to probably, like, 600. Like, no cap. Like, legit 600 comments. Then I did that the next time I could, which was like, I don't know, I think it was like a week later, right? And then I got shadow banned again. Then I was like, okay, I can't keep doing this. So I waited a little bit. Then I kept doing it again. And then I figured out I wouldn't get shadow banned at like 250, right? So I just kept replying to comments, and I posted three times a day. And I did that for like 5 months. And now I'm here. And now I'm like posting like two times a day. Honestly, I don't like being the big guy. It's like, it's hard. It's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Austin, you can't say anything anymore.
I have to innovate now. Like, everything is on me. And, like, I'm totally cool with it being on me, but it's just like, man.
There's a lot of pressure.
Innovating, like, keeping up with this podcast stuff, like, doc, this is not, like, I don't want to do the podcast every single day, right? Mm-hmm. I don't do the podcast every single day. But people need content, because if I'm not relevant, or if I don't have content for them to consume or value for them to consume, man, why are they going to follow me? Like, what use am I, right? So I guess that's why you just got to scale with.
Yeah.
And plus, don't be worried about, like, picky with your content too, because quality is subjective. Like, to me, your pictures look like they would take me legitimately forever to take because I have an Android, right? Quality is subjective. So your quality to me is a 10. To you, it might be a 7, but it's subject to opinion. So, like, don't get hard on yourself about, like, posting certain stuff. Just post it all. Because, like, what's going to happen? You're going to get 45 likes instead of 60? Oh, no. Johnny Pants 42 is going to say you suck?
I know, dude.
Oh, no.
I was never bad with the hate comments. It's... when I first got 200 likes on, like, over 100, 200 likes, I'm like, oh my god, this is, because this account's taking over my personal account. I'm not, like, that's not public. No one find that.
Dude, but, same with me. I'm like, I don't go to my personal no more.
I used, when I was first starting, it's like, okay, this is a side thing, because I had a side account for my 3D printer I completely abandoned, because it was, no one liked it. No one cared. So I started doing that. That's the type of mindset I had with my YouTube account. And then I got 256 likes on, like, one thing. And I'm like, oh, this is big. And then the next post got 70 likes. I'm like, oh, okay, no one cares. I've learned to get over that, because it's always going to be fluctuating. Nothing is going to be stable with Instagram and likes and all that.
Yeah, and nothing, it's like, it can't be a numbers game, because it's like, then
if it's
once
number
you have
games, you're just not going to care anymore. Over time,
you've lost already if you think it's a numbers game. So it's like, me, man, like, I genuinely, right? Like, I don't think about how many likes I get on a post. I don't think about how many followers I have. All I'm thinking about is, like, what is the goal, right? Like, I always set a goal. I'm like, I'm going to post stuff, but, like, what's the point, right? The goal for me, right, is to arbitrage attention so I can create my own sub-community, right? On the side of this, like, I'm going to keep running this, but I'm going to try to create a community outside of YouTube that isn't just YouTube. Cause like, I'm just going to start, like, streaming, right? Cause it's like, I've always wanted to do that. I'm going to create my own thing on the outside. Right. And I'm still going to be involved in YouTube, but I'm going to move the attention elsewhere. Right. Or I'm going to make my website. Right. And I want people to go to the website. Right. So it's like, I have this main center goal. I guess I would advise to you, like, have a goal. Like, you have the stuff, right? I guess you're gonna make all these pictures, but what do you do with all the eyes, right? Like, having followers is, like, super cool, but it's like, do you have any other plans? Do you want to, like, build something else? Like, for me, I don't like being backed into a corner, and I feel like just doing one thing and doing just YouTubes is backing into a corner. For some, it's not, right? Just for me personally, it feels like that, and I like to have options. So that's what I do. I don't know, though.
My goal is just to get people to know me. People to know my name. I want people to know me. That's basically my goal. I don't know.
So I guess for you, is it like maybe get a YouTube figure?
I mean, everyone would love their own figure. I don't really care if I get my own figure or not. I mean, I would love. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I would love if I got a figure, but I don't really care. It's just, I want people to, because a lot of people don't like me in the community. And I just want people to know I'm pretty cool. I'm a cool guy. I want people to like me. I want people, because every community I've ever been, for some reason I give off this, like, term that this, I don't know, this feeling that no one likes me. And I want people to like me. I want people to know me, and I want people, and once I get that, I want to branch out and get my own thing. I want to make my own Discord server. I want to try and start my own podcast, maybe. I just want people to know me, basically. That's my goal right now.
Honestly, I would just say start. Like, just start. That's, like, the best thing you can possibly do. It's like, don't wait for people to like you. Just do your own thing on the side. Like me, I've been secretly been building my own thing on the side, right? Quietly, very quietly. And it's just like, just keep doing it until people like either A, find out, or B, start to like other people that aren't even connected to you to just start paying attention, right? So it's just like, just keep going. I don't know. Like you have, I just think super, super crazy long term.
You're too smart. Like,
I'm gonna be honest, man. This whole U2's thing, I think it's early. Like, I just don't think the U2's community is like, I don't want to say it's like not mature. It's just not at like the stage
it's
where
Funko. It's not at a Funko community.
Yeah, it's just like I feel like I'm putting like a lot of effort forward for like not
something
a lot of return.
Something that can fail,
right?
Something that can literally fail in like a month.
Exactly, right? It's like crazy volatile right now. And it's like, it worries me because it's like, you know, anything can happen anywhere, anytime. Like literally, like God forbid this happens, like the operators could die. Like someone in the business could literally, I literally think about this. Someone could go outside and get hit by a bus and that is the end of the company because guess what? There is no one that can operate like that person, right? Or the factories in China all raise their prices because there's a big old tariff war, right? Between China and America because coronavirus, like everyone wants to blame China or whatever, right? So China's retaliating with like tariffs, right? It's like, that's the stuff I think about. So it's like, everything is just made of glass right now. And until it gets upgraded to wood, probably stone, I don't really want to touch it because like it's, I feel too dangerous for it, right? That's wrong wording. It feels too dangerous for me. And the return right now is just, it's just a lot, right? It's going to be nice to say that I was here early, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also going to be like, I put in like 10 times the amount of effort as the average bear. And if I did this for Funko, I would probably have a bigger number, right? Yeah. But I guess it's about the precedence, and that's why you always have like your other thing. So it's like you can hold on to this IP, right? This intellectual property that is I am Philippi U2's, right? Or YouTube leaks or whatever, right? You can hold on to that and people won't really forget you as long as you're relevant, posting content and all that, right? But like at least have that thing on the side so you don't go crazy doing the one thing. And it's the thing that you actually want to do. Like let's have a real conversation here. It's like, it's happiness that we're after, ultimately. So, I don't know. That's my two cents. And sorry for my rant.
This community is so unstable. It's, I'm not going to lie.
It's facts.
Literally,
that's facts.
The best example I can ever give is Travis's figure. He has blue feet. I get it. It's a misprint, but it's not that big of a deal, personally to me. It's really not that big of a deal. But this community is like, canceling YouTube. They've gone downhill with their quality. Their quality sucks. They don't even care about the quality anymore. It's like, if that's how unstable this community is, we're not going to make it. This community is not going to make it alone.
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because it's like, realistically, people do have merit to be pissed, right? It's like, you're paying it. $30 for a figure and you waited extra and they said,
I got delayed
like,
and
a lot of
terrible. It looks bad. Okay. Same with Skeppy. I've noticed a pattern. Every time a figure gets delayed, it has some problem. Ricky Bowen got delayed. His pants. It doesn't show his ass or something. Or whatever it was. And Skeppy gets delayed. He has miscolored. There's probably more. The dude got delayed. He doesn't stand at all. Wilbur. Did Wilbur get delayed? I don't know. Wilbur got delayed. He's squishy. The squishy figures, for example. That happens. Everyone's flipping out, but it's really not that big a deal. At least to me. I guess it's a bigger deal for some people. But I personally don't care if my figure is squishy. I'm not. It's a figure. I'm not going to be playing with it.
See, that's what I'm always thinking about. I'm just like, I mean, but some people do play with it. And it's like, it doesn't matter. Because even if 1% do, it's like, you have to account for that.
You have to account for that. It's
like, you can't alienate people. So, like, it's such a tough, fine line. But, like, the issues with all the figures and stuff, it's like, this is what I think. I think people are very quick to judge, right? Mm-hmm. And I think people also forget very quickly, right? So, it's like, we canceled Keemstar probably 50,000 times. Homie's still going strong, right?
Yeah.
We've tried to, like, we've almost canceled U2's probably twice. I honestly could barely tell you the first time that we did it. So it's like,
I think what even was I, the only thing I can remember is the Tumad thing, and we that didn't even work at all.
And yeah, so it's just like, what are we really talking about here? Like, what are we really truly angry about?
So quick to judge. What is YouTube's coming up on there? I think they have like 120 figures now that confirmed.
Yeah,
they haven't come
like
out
that.
Yet, but it's like something like that. And I can name maybe 10 misprints out of all of that. It's like,
well, I mean, that's still a crazy margin.
Still,
like, I ain't gonna lie.
It's still a bad margin, but it's,
like, let's compare to like Super Plastic and Funko.
Company. This is companies just starting out. That's what I. People don't get is the
Shiapnik
is a misprint. Okay.
My only issue with them being like, you know, you said a super like those are super big companies. U2's is trying to scale like a super big company, but then still has the issues and claims to like want to be fixing them, which I completely believe. Like, why would you not fix an issue? It's in your. It's literally in your best interest to do so. It's just like. It hurts to see them scale, but then also not like get not perfect things, right? Because in my mind, why would you scale if you're not perfecting your product? That's your life. Your product is your lifeline. And if your product sucks, like, good luck, dog. Like, who's going to buy it?
They want to scale, but they want to scale, but they want to also keep the, oh, we're a small company. That's how I feel.
They can't, I totally agree with you. 100,000%. Yeah, it's so tough because it's like I'm getting to the point where I think I'm the only person. Like, people come to me thinking I work for U2's, right? And I still feel like that small company vibe, just the way people talk to me. But then I hear people like, oh man, I've DM'd U2's like 5 days in a row and they haven't responded for like 6 months, and I'm just like, holy crap, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's insane. Because I remember when it used to be like I would get a response even when I wasn't U2's leaks within like a couple days, and it was just a different.
I used to get responses in like hours.
It was crazy.
To be able to have it. Now you can only have a conversation and with them if you're U2's leaks, and that I don't even know if you have conversations with them.
Rarely.
I try.
Like, if anything, I'm gonna message Austin because, like, for example, like that Tumad post, like. Anything like controversial, I'm just gonna message Austin and be like just give me like the lowdown, dog, because like I don't have time to be like the fact that I even posted that Tumad thing caused like so much
so many issues
for me, because I'm just like, I didn't know he wasn't speaking facts, and it's just like, oh, now I have to explain to everyone why I deleted it, because like I don't delete stuff generally. But it's just like, yeah, I don't know,
you have
it's a lot.
Yeah, it's like I've been trying to let U2's know who I am. Like, Austin knows who I am, but it's like I want to get on the I want to be in the same. I want to get on the same level as you. I know that's a big goal to set, but I want to have like an actual thing with this company.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's funny because like I don't speak to U2's half as much as people believe. Legit. I spoke to Austin yesterday because, you know, literally the world was melting down in the U2's world, at least, right? Everyone was dying. Like, people were, like, freaking out. and then, before that, the last time I maybe talked to him was, like, maybe, like, he said happy birthday or something random like that. And that was, like, that was just serendipitous. So if that didn't happen, I think maybe we talked randomly. He like, oh, how you doing, like a month ago. So it's like, we don't talk half as much as people think. And it's like, I'm not asking for anything from them, they're not asking for anything from me. It's like I'm just doing my own thing. So it's tough to say, because it's like Austin's like doing his thing, like he's grinding it out, he's in like work mode. I'm doing my thing, trying to start my own thing. Like, I'm opening up this like website. Like, that's going to be like my lifeline. And then it's like, okay, then what? Because like, ultimately the website was like the big goal for me, because all I wanted to do was sell my own U2's. Because like you said, like you literally got scammed off like Mercari, right? And I'm just like, bro, like how much money will I save people by literally just selling it myself?
So you're a trusted figure in the community. Like, people, If you are in the YouTube community, you know who U2's Leaks is. He hate him or love him. You know who U2's Leaks is. And you are, I feel personally, I would buy from you. You're trusted. I don't expect you to scam me.
And it's like, even going back, because you were in the chat with Poggerfish, right? When he was here. Mm-hmm. Like, he's releasing a figure. People don't even know him. And they're like, I'll buy a figure from you. And I'm just like, bro. What?
Yeah.
What are you like? I literally know the dude in real life, and I'm still like, "Hey, dude, like, I love you and all, but like, just like, prove to me that you know how to like run supply chain real quick, and then I will buy it from you." Right? So it's like, it's a completely different process, I guess. People, specifically young people, just seem to be very trusting, and inherently, I think that's actually a good thing. It's just like, it's a dangerous game sometimes.
It's yeah. Wow.
All right. We went hard.
We were supposed to end like 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago. That's hilarious. Okay. All right, man. This was amazing. Thank you so much for coming on. And I will be talking to you in the near future. Take care.
Take care, dude.